Dearly beloved in Christ, October, as we know, is the month dedicated to the Most Holy Rosary, the month in which we have benediction with the Rosary and the prayer to Saint Joseph each day, a very unique way of gaining an abundance of graces for ourselves and for those for whom we may pray. Indeed, when we pray in common with others, we are also calling down God's blessings upon those in chapel with whom we pray, so that we gain many more graces than we would have if we were just praying by ourselves. We ought to give thanks to the Blessed Mother for having given us the Holy Rosary, which is a very simple prayer and yet extremely powerful. Many a soul have been saved from eternal damnation by the Rosary, many a devil driven out by the power of the Rosary, many a hardened sinner were brought to conversion through the recital of even just a few Hail Marys every day. We should look upon the recital of the Rosary in our homes as a sort of little exorcism in which we can drive out the devils. Of course, we also have Saint Dominic to thank for this tremendous blessing. It was Saint Dominic who received the Rosary from the hands of Our Lady in an apparition and was told to spread its devotion. Veracruz says in his meditation book, "For the origin of the Rosary, we must go back to the year 1208. It was a time of great trouble, especially in the south of France, where the Albigensian heresy was spreading death and desolation all around. After many unfruitful attempts to extinguish it, Saint Dominic, founder of the Orders of Friars Preachers, was sent to the infected country. The saint put all his trust in Our Lady's protection and invoked her day and night. His prayers were heard. She appeared to him and taught him the devotion commonly called the Rosary, promising great and lasting results from the preaching of it. Afterward, more than 100,000 heretics abjured their errors, and the conversion of an immense number of notorious sinners testified to the power of the whole of Christendom. The sovereign pontiffs erected it into a confraternity, enriched it with many graces, indulgences, and appointed the first Sunday of October with a special office for its commemoration. This feast is a testimony of Our Lady's loving consideration for her children. It was God's will that we should have the Rosary through the intercession of the Mother of God. When our Lord was dying on the cross, he turned to Mary and said, 'Woman, behold thy son.' And then he turned to Saint John and said, 'Behold thy mother.' And she has never ceased to be a most tender mother toward us ever since. She came to the aid of Saint Dominic in his darkest hour and brought the light of the Rosary to this ungrateful world. And immediately the Rosary had its enemies, who seemed to come out of everywhere and try to destroy this great gift that was given to us. And they wanted to see that it was forgotten and put away for good. But no, the Rosary was to endure through the ages, being especially promoted, as we have seen, by the Holy See. Let us strive to grow in confidence towards Mary, as she will surely hear our prayers, as she did with Saint Dominic. So will she act toward us, coming to our assistance in our darkest hour, when it seems that we can see no way out of the gloomy swamp as we traverse through this veil of tears. She will be at our side, and she will comfort and guide us. Let us, to properly appreciate the devotion of the Rosary, we need only consider its origin and the prayers and the mysteries which accompany it. Of course, its origin, as mentioned earlier, is from the Blessed Mother herself, a prayer which, with probably enough material in itself for our meditations, that we could contemplate it for a lifetime, but also the Our Father, or the Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer, as it was called, because it was given to us by Jesus Christ. When the apostles asked our Lord how they should pray, Jesus gave them the Our Father. Could we ask for a better prayer? Also, of course, you have the Glory Be prayer, which is giving honor to the Holy Trinity. As for the mysteries of the Rosary, we have the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries on which we ought to meditate. And these mysteries, we know, contain a small portion of the life of our Lord that we call to mind whenever we recite the Hail Marys and the Our Fathers. How can we not be convinced that the Holy Rosary is a most beautiful and excellent devotion? How could we not think that we don't, how could we think that we don't need to pray it in our lives? Perhaps it is not strictly necessary for salvation, but it contains everything we need to attain to the heights of perfection. Would you not think someone a fool who could take a route, who would take a route which exposed him to great risk of eternal damnation and a life that was filled with uncertainty, when he could just take a much easier and a much safer route? What does it profit a man if he gains the world but suffers the loss of his own soul? Now, obviously, there are limits as to what we are required to do, what we can do, and God does not require that we should be constantly praying and meditating, but when we do pray, we should pray with attention and devotion, just as if it were to be the last of our lives. Also, beware of putting off your prayers, especially the rosary, to a time that is ill-suited for meditation and proper recollection. Again, quoting Veracruz, he says, "Do you not often say your rosary at a time and in a place that is little suited for prayer? Saying it thus is to recite it rather for purgatory than for heaven. Do you not usually forget to meditate on the mysteries? To do this is to lose one great advantage of the rosary. See in what you have been wanting and set to work at once to amend it." And we know that the human mind tends to wander a lot, especially during prayer, unfortunately. Thanks in large part, I'm sure, to our own lack of mortification of the mind and of the eyes, and in part also to the tempting of the devil. It can be a discouraging thing when we have to fight so hard to keep our minds from wandering during prayer. When we are in the presence of Almighty God in body, but our minds are in some far-off land or back home dealing with the latest problems or going over our business or activity, all the while God sees us before him in the tabernacle, and he beholds our inmost thoughts and desires. It is unfortunate that the rosary is generally considered very difficult to pray without continual distractions, and one cause of this is the constant repetition, even though these two prayers which we repeat, which compose it, are the best in the world. We can, however, fight these distractions with some very simple and yet very effective means, and one way is to use a meditation booklet on the rosary. To look at the pictures, and even maybe to read a little of the mystery that we are currently on. If you don't have a meditation booklet, then you can try to represent the mystery to your mind as vividly as possible, so that even if you lose track of the meaning of the words you are saying, then at least you'll be able to meditate upon the mysteries. One piece of encouragement is this, that even if we are constantly assailed by distractions in prayer, we are still gaining much merit by merely fighting off the temptation to distraction. If this was all we did while we prayed, then we would have done God's will. We only sin or displease God when we willfully give in to these distractions. Of course, if this is the case, that we seemingly cannot recollect our minds, then we should petition God to grant us this grace. Two causes of lack of devotion and attention at prayer, and indeed the loss of the love for prayer in general, are pride and sensuality. These two great faults cloud our intellects, they weaken our wills, and they cause our hearts to close out the love and the grace which God seeks to pour into our souls. So let us be sure to ask Our Lady for the grace of praying with perfect attention, and with a heart all on fire for the love of God and the beautiful prayers of the Most Holy Rosary, truly a weapon of no small help in these times. Let us take up our rosaries during this month of October with renewed trust in the assistance of Mary and resolve to really pray the rosary well. so that we may gain the graces of the prayers we pray and the mysteries upon which we meditate. Queen of the Holy Rosary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.